Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
I could not be more fired up as we enter the second week of the playoffs. And while some of us aren't playing anymore, some of us still are.
Well, good luck, man. Congratulations. That's all I can tell you. What you want me to say?
We'll talk a little bit. What we're specifically talking about is the Camden County Wildcats, of course, advancing over East Coweta, heading up to Grayson the second round, and the Brunswick High Pirates taking a heartbreaking loss at the hands of fourth-seeded Houston County out of 6A Region 1 and getting eliminated in overtime 29-28.
Well, you talk like a four-seed out of that region is a bad thing. You leave out details and not say that all four teams in that region are ranked in the top 10 in every poll in the state of Georgia. Those are the details he left out. Yep, Brunswick had a heartbreaking loss. So,
crap. I forgot that Houston was eligible to be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
I guess they do fit into that geographical area.
Yeah, I forgot about that. We might have to redo the formula.
May have to.
Really quickly during the break.
No geography. Jeez.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340. Or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
And, of course, Wayne County advances, too. They had a pretty good win in the first round. Statesboro goes out. Ware County advances. Coffee advances. Frederica had the week off. They'll be playing their first game on the road. Deerfield Windsor and Glen Academy in a tough-fought loss against Northside Warner Robins on the road last week up in Macon lost.
Glenn missed two field goals in that game. It was throwing balls at to the end zone to end the game, trying to get a touchdown.
Yeah.
I mean, and then who knows what Effingham County was doing last week.
They weren't scoring.
And then we knew what was going to happen to Evans in 6A out of this Coastal Georgia region. We knew they were going to get hammered, but Brunswick and Glenn just came up a little short.
Well, Wayne County didn't. Statesboro did. Camden didn't. Charlton's still in. Let's talk about some of the games that are going on. In Division One, Single A Division One, Heard County at Irwin County. Irwin, of course, advancing out of the first round. You might see Irwin next segment.
They could be. They could be. The shocker out of Division One was defending state champion Brooks County going out in the first round.
Gone.
Gone.
You're right. That was a big upset. Screven at Swainsboro. Screven's had a great year. Swainsboro's had a great year. I hate to break it to the Gamecocks.
Their season is over.
It's going to be tough for you to go to Swainsboro and beat that team.
Yes, it is.
Dublin at Metter, another really tough game. You know, you go down I-16, man. There aren't very many places that you can go down I-16 in the middle part of the state that are easy wins.
Nah, good football play in that part of the state.
That is right. Dooley at Charlton, Clinch at MCA. What a second-round matchup that is.
That was a first-round matchup last year. So this MCA, a little chance for redemption here. They're hosting Clinch again.
I'm just going to
go at the ship.
Yeah, and I'm just going to go ahead and go on record and say it. Write this down. The winner of that game gets to the state finals.
There's a good shot.
Yeah. In Double A, Putnam at Fitzgerald. Berrien knocks off a one seed and advances to Pierce County, giving Pierce a home game in the second round as a two seed.
Berrien's not a bad team. You look at their record and look at the competition they have played this year. Pierce County better be ready.
Where's Berrien at?
Nashville, Georgia.
That's not in the eligibility sector of the Jason Bishop High School.
Technically, it is. Berrien County is. It's between – if you're going to Tifton on Highway 82, just outside of Tifton, Willacoochee, in that area, take a left. You can go to Nashville, Georgia.
I thought Nashville was above Rome.
No, man. That's in Tennessee. Come on, man. Don't insult our listeners.
I know where Nashville, Tennessee is. I'm saying I thought Nashville, Georgia.
Berrien County, Nashville, Georgia, about 30 miles east of Valdosta.
We're going to have the show's geographers take a look at that in the break, and we'll let you know.
All right.
We'll let our listeners know. Northeast at Appling.
Northeast is not a bad football team.
Yeah, Appling's tough to beat, though. Cook at Thompson. Thompson's really underrated. They're a good football team.
So is Cook. That'll be a good game.
It will. In AAA, Liberty at Thomasville. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't think Liberty would get out of the first round. They did.
They're not getting out of the second round.
No, they're not. Savannah Christian at Peach. That's going to be a good game. Going to be hard for the Raiders to go to Peach County and win.
Ooh, that's going to be tough.
Daugherty County at Calvary Day. Daugherty, it's been a good year.
Yeah. They're going to have athletes, but Calvary Day in Savannah, that's a long way. Daugherty County, Albany, Georgia, is a long ways from Savannah. That's a heck of a road trip.
In 4A, we mentioned about the Wayne County Yellow Jackets advancing. They will go on the road to play one seed Perry, and I think they get that job done. I think they beat Perry.
Perry, you know, they lost to Houston County 57-56 in overtime. That's their only loss of the year. And going into the playoffs, they'd only given up like 105 points on the year. 57 of those were to Houston County.
Isn't the state fair over in Perry?
That is correct.
Okay.
They're inside of the geographical area as well. A 10-1 Perry team that's not in any rankings, by the way.
We'll have to take a look at that.
Wayne, you better have your chin straps buckled, is all I can tell you.
Spalding at Benedictine. I'll let you figure that one out.
Yeah.
Chamblee at Ware. Warner Robins at Northside Columbus. This is an interesting game to me because I feel like, you know, Northside is, what is it, two or three time state defending champ back to back to back or whatever that is for them. But they've been, by their standards, a little down this year. And this is a good Northside Columbus team. Be interesting to see this game.
It will be, but Northside, when you're talking about winning back to back state championships, that means the kids that were on that roster the last couple of years that are seniors, they're battle-tested. So they know what to do come playoff time.
That's a great point, Kip. Coffee at Decatur. Coffee's got to go on the road because they got thumped by Ware, so they're a two seed, so they'll be on the road in the second round.
I think they'll handle Decatur.
Houston at North Atlanta. Houston's going to get their shot at Gainesville is what's going to happen.
They're going to get it. Offensively, that's as good a football team as I've seen in a long, long time.
Lee County at Woodward.
Woodward Academy. Yep. And Lee County's going to – Woodward's got a lot of tradition, though, and Lee's on the road, but that wood shedding they put on Effingham last week should have served notice to the rest of the state.
Yeah, agreed. In 7A, Harrison on the road at Colquitt. Bye.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Harrison – you just recently got to 7A, and I can guarantee you, because these eyes have seen Colquitt, and you have not seen an offense like that. That is a basketball offense is what that is.
Yeah, Harrison, Brunswick played them in the playoffs a few years ago when they were still in 6A, and then they got moved up. They haven't done anything in their couple of years so far in 7A, and they're going to get eliminated at the hog pen.
Yes, they are. And then Camden goes up to Loganville right outside of Atlanta to play the Grayson Rams. Of course, Coach Heron's last state title came with the Grayson Rams when he was coaching there. And, of course, now he's at Camden. And that's going to be a really good football game. Not a lot of people picking the Camden County Wildcats, but this guy is.
It's going to be tough. Grayson's not chopped liver.
No, they're not.
Like you rolling up there playing Windsor Forest.
That's right.
But Yeah, you better be ready to play when you get there. Got a shot to win, but can't have any mistakes.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Week two of the playoffs, and we still have a ton of South Georgia teams alive and well. The Frederica Knights take to the road to play Deerfield-Windsor in the GISA playoffs. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets head over to West Georgia to take on number one seed Perry. The MCA Buccaneers will host Clinch County at the Ship in Darien. And the Camden County Wildcats will head up to Atlanta to battle with the Grayson Rams. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. So Buck Showalter wins Manager of the Year when his team blew a 10-game lead in the division and were eliminated in the first round of the playoffs. Makes complete sense. Well, Cooper Kupp to IR. There goes my fantasy title.
There goes my...
Lane Kiffin has been a head coach for four different teams, and we're still waiting on him to win a big game. Bust out the cigars, old Miami Dolphins. The Eagles went down. Get ready, protesters. Deshaun Watson was cleared to return to practice. Panthers, fear not. Baker to the rescue.
Yeah.
Bo Nix, if your Oregon team can't beat Washington, why are you running your mouth about a rematch with Georgia? UCF marches up to 20. The countdown is on. The ACC title game, not Florida State, Miami, not Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, but Clemson and North Carolina. Kip, don't lose hope. There is still a path for the Falcons to make the playoffs. All that has to happen is, well, I don't really know the path, but it can still happen. CM Punk back to the WWE. Triple H says maybe. And these are my thoughts.
Triple H, WWE, CM Punk. Yesterday's news, brother.
If I were making that decision, there ain't no way that that dude would come back to my organization after the turmoil that he just caused where he was at.
Yeah, yep. You just never know, though. It's all about ratings.
That is a fact, but still.
All about the ratings.
Well, speaking of ratings, here is the ratings bonanza known as the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Kip, let's recap from last week.
No, let's get into them.
At number 10 from last week, Pierce County, Appling County, Savannah Christian, MCA, Irwin County, Calvary Day, Brunswick High, Swainsboro, Fitzgerald, and Ware. That was your top 10 for last week. And going into this week, I will go ahead and tell you we had one team fall out, which was the Brunswick High Pirates. They are out.
After going 10-1, they're out.
And by the way,
golly.
By the way, I got an email. Blakely County.
Breaking in the area.
Breaking news. Blakely County is eligible.
They're in the area.
To be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
You got to learn some geography, man. Maybe Do you know how to read a map?
Maybe Blakely will be in.
All right.
At number 10, getting back into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the first time in a few weeks with a 31-13 first round win over Trinity Christian, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets clock at number 10 this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 9, moving back two spots with a 28-13 win over Wheeler County, the MCA Buccaneers drop from 7-9.
At 10-1, they dropped two spots. Okay.
Well, the team that they lost to fell out of the rankings. And all that works together.
Who'd they lose to?
Brunswick High.
No, they lost to Glen Academy.
Oh, well, that one.
Golly.
Well, they lost too.
Golly.
Email the formula.
Are you kidding me, man?
They did lose to Brunswick High in the preseason.
Wow.
In that jamboree.
Wow. You dropped the team out of the rankings because the team they didn't play, you thought played, are still alive. Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, the formula did that.
Well, no, you did that. But go ahead. It's your poll. It's your world.
At number 8. Holding strong with a 41-26 win over Hepzibah, the Savannah Christian Raiders at number 8.
Savannah Christian. I thought they'd beat Hepzibah worse than they did.
I did too. At number 7, moving up three spots with a 42-14 win over Laney, the Pierce County Bears jumped from 10-7.
Good for them.
At number 6, moving up three spots as well with a 65-14 win over Washington County, the Appling County Pirates head to number 6 in the Jason Bishop High School.
Moving on up like the Jeffersons.
That's right. Also moving up one spot, the team that just recently came into the fold with a 42-6 win over Jefferson County, Irwin County moves from 6-5.
Yeah, Osceola's in the geographical area, by the way.
Yeah, we found that out a couple weeks ago.
People that know South Georgia knew that the whole time. But it's your poll.
At number 4, moving down three spots with a 55-13 win over Jones County, the Ware County Gators fall from 1-4.
How?
Formula said so.
How do you drop from 1-4 and you're undefeated and just hung 55 on Jones County? How in the world do you drop?
That's what the formula said
happened. The formula, yeah, the formula is on drugs.
The formula, it cannot be on drugs. It is an
Ware County drops three spots and hung 55 on somebody in the playoffs? You're undefeated?
All of this stuff starts to intertwine. Strength of schedule, who you've beaten, who you've lost to, who they've lost to.
They haven't lost anybody.
Now all that stuff begins to make sense and come together.
Yeah.
At number 3, also dropping one spot, with a 41 win over Central Macon, dropping from 2-3 the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane.
So they dropped two for you, penalized for winning now.
God. You're not penalized for winning.
You are, apparently.
At number two, moving up a spot from 3-2 with a 47-0 win over Bacon County, the Swainsboro Tigers move to number two.
You must have a new girlfriend.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
And moving up to number one, jumping four spots from 5-1 with a 49-0 win over Salem, the Calvary Day Cavaliers take over the number one spot in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Where's Benedictine?
Not in.
And Ware County drops three spots for beating Jones County.
You know,
Fitzgerald drops two spots for beating the brakes off somebody. Then you're going to put Calvary Day School at number one.
They jumped four spots to get there.
You must have a new girlfriend in Savannah.
No, I don't ever go to Savannah.
Okay.
That's just the way the formula, when you put all the numbers in, that's okay. The way it computed out.
All right. Well, buddy, this poll. Never mind.
Let's recap.
I'm trying to not say bad words on the radio.
Okay, great. Well, while you do that, I'm going to recap. At number 10, Wayne County, 9, MCA, 8, Savannah Christian, 7, Pierce, 6, Appling, 5, Irwin, 4, Ware, 3, Fitzgerald, 2, Swainsboro, and the number one team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Calvary Day Cavaliers claim the top spot.
Explain to me again how Ware County dropped. I want to hear this.
So basically what the formula said is, again, I've been over this so many times with you.
But they haven't lost. And they were ranked number one last week, and they beat somebody 55-13. So
a very good Jones County team.
So explain to me how you get penalized for that.
They didn't get penalized for losing.
Yeah, they did get penalized. They dropped three spots, and they hung 55 on somebody.
They didn't get penalized for winning. No, they didn't. It's after all the numbers came together with the playoffs and the strength of schedule and who's beaten who and who's lost to who and all that stuff came together. That's what happened
to anybody.
Make sure you find your way to catch 228 on Georgia, Florida Saturday. 11 TVs so you can see the game from every seat. Don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game, for happy hour 4 to 6, or just for your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228 and check out our Facebook for specials. Go Dogs!
Coastal Real Estate? Paige Aiken Real Estate. Luxury homes on St. Simon's Island and Sea Island? Paige Aiken Real Estate. A realtor that knows the market? Paige Aiken Real Estate. Paige Aiken is a seventh generation native of St. Simon's, 35 years of domestic, international, and local real estate experience. Create your own legacy and get your story started. Contact Paige Aiken Real Estate, 912-258-6000, or online, pageaiken.com.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com, and let's go Pirates!
Skip the crowds on Black Friday and head on down to Cunningham Jewelers for Small Business Saturday, November the 26th. Specials for everybody and everybody's budget. Guys, don't forget to tell her to make a wish list at Cunningham's, which saves you 20%. And don't forget Men's Day on December the 10th. Beer and sandwiches on us. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
All right, welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And now it is time for, you know what, I'm going to agree with him. I think it is a popular segment. It's time for Kip's Butthurt List.
Butthurt List for this week. This week's edition. Hey, boy, a lot of stuff going on in the world of sports, but the only constant the last 2 weeks has been the damn whining by the Tennessee Volunteers.
Oh, man.
They're number five. You're not getting in the college football playoff. You're not going to make your conference championship game. And if USC keeps winning, TCU keeps winning, Michigan, Ohio State, winner's in, loser might be in Tennessee. You're on the outside looking in. So get used to it.
This is a big make or break week for USC, by the way.
Yeah, USC. No, all kidding aside with USC. USC can impress the committee by beating Notre Dame, by beating UCLA, and winning the Pac-12 championship game. The quality wins will be there over ranked teams in the college football playoff 25.
You are 1,000% right, because also in the teams you didn't mention, they'd have to beat Oregon as well.
Yes, so there's a possibility. Tennessee, you could be on the outside looking in, and the whining and the gnashing of teeth and all that would just be enjoyable.
But you and I,
from Big Orange Land.
But you and I both know that it won't be that simple. Something crazy will happen. It always does.
Yeah, always does. Number four on the butt hurt list this week, the Ole Miss Rebels. You touched on it in the weekend review. Mm-hmm. Name me a big game that Lane Kiffin's won as a head coach.
I can't.
Think of one.
I don't have one.
All you had to do was beat LSU and Baton Rouge, and you'd still be in the driver's seat in the West.
Yeah.
All you got to do is beat Arkansas and Mississippi State, and you're in the SEC championship game. You folded up like a pheasant that got shot in a field in South Dakota.
Folded up like a pheasant that got shot in a field.
Folded up. Boom. Just fold up, hit the ground. That's what Ole Miss did. And then you go drive down the field, get inside the 15-yard line against Alabama with a chance to win. And then your quarterback all of a sudden thinks he's Michael Vick. I don't get it. Somebody had to send them play calls in from the sideline.
That's true.
So, Ole Miss, you're 8-2. But the two biggest games on your schedule, as always, you lost.
Get your popcorn ready.
Oh, man, this one hurts me. Number three on the butt hurt list this week, the Brunswick High Pirates.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That loss to Houston County stings. It hurts. It just eats at everybody's crawl. You rally. You get down. You dig deep. Come back. Tie it up. Take the lead in overtime, and it's all snatched from you, just snatched away from you, and you left with what's left, thinking about what if. Yeah, the draw was not good. The only top 10 matchup in the playoffs last week.
First round.
Out of 872 schools in the state of Georgia playing playoff football, and the Brunswick High Pirates have a top 10 matchup at home in the first round. Yeah, it hurts. Pirates, we'll get over it, though. Number two on the butt hurt
wait,
list.
Wait. We're not down number three.
All right, go ahead.
The Brunswick High Pirates for the last two plus years have not lost a regular season game, nor have they gotten out of the second round of the playoffs. Now let's go.
Yeah, thank you for adding that in. Did I say this was an interactive segment?
You did.
When?
Last show.
Okay. Number two on the butt hurt list. Man, you're coming in, man. You're trying to steal my thunder. Number two on the butt hurt list this week, a mainstay, the Texas A&M Aggies. How bad can it get, guys, in Aggie land? You just lost to an Auburn team with an interim head coach.
That's a good point.
Ugh. Jimbo, how much is he getting paid?
A lot more than what you and I are.
We're interactive again.
Oh.
So how much is Jimbo getting paid?
A lot more than you and I are.
Texas A&M, can they just bite the bullet and buy him out before he turns Texas A&M into a Florida State?
I'm still trying to figure out if you can actually ban my interactiveness.
I mean, it's my segment, right?
I guess so.
I mean, you sitting here chiming in like you running the segment or something.
Okay.
All right. So you're back in. It's interactive again. Number one on the butt hurt list, and it's interactive. This topic's interactive too.
Okay.
Number one on the butt hurt list, the Oregon Ducks. Guys, all you had to do was beat the Washington Huskies at home, run the table, and you were going to get in the college football playoff.
Even though you didn't deserve to be, you'd have probably ended up there.
You'd have got in. But now, Bo, you do what you always have done. You find a way to lose to somebody that you should have beat.
Wow.
Did it at Auburn for, 3 years?
Oh, wow.
Now you're doing it at Oregon. Yeah. Well, forget about the big boogeyman in the corner. That's the Georgia Bulldogs. And you were talking trash about playing Georgia again, and you were 0-4 in your career against the Georgia Bulldogs. About to be 0-5 if you could have worked your way back in the playoffs.
You're not going to now.
No, you bet. You're working your way towards
maybe a Rose Bowl.
A Rose Bowl against the Michigan-Ohio State loser.
I'm not so convinced that loser's out.
Are we interactive again?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, man, I'm sitting here trying to run the segment. And you're just chiming in. Okay, what do you want to say?
I'm done.
Okay, there you have it, the butt hurt list. Tennessee, you've been whining for 2 weeks. Get over it. You had a chance to beat Georgia. Ole Miss, beat somebody with a damn pulse. Brunswick High Pirates, I feel you guys. Number two, Texas A&M, you're awful. Number one, Oregon Ducks. Why did anybody put any confidence in Bo Nix? There you have it, Jason, the butt hurt list. Now you can interact again.
Well, I'm glad that we can do that considering, well, never mind. I'm glad I have your permission. No, I thought that was a good point to make about the Brunswick High Pirates.
Yeah, Brunswick High got to get over the playoff hump.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Skip the crowds on Black Friday and head on down to Cunningham Jewelers for Small Business Saturday, November the 26th. Specials for everybody and everybody's budget. Guys, don't forget to tell her to make a wish list at Cunningham's, which saves you 20%. And don't forget Men's Day on December the 10th. Beer and sandwiches on us. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
All aboard!
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And now joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser, Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, always, man, appreciate the time.
Hey, it's great to be here.
All right, so our Bulldogs are marching toward a national championship, knock on wood. And they've been doing this mostly, you know, recently without Nolan Smith, who obviously is gone with a pec tear. So first off, like, obviously, he's playing football, so tearing a pec, you could see it. For you and I that don't play college football,
sure.
What are activities that maybe we would do that would cause us to tear a pec?
You know, it's a very uncommon injury. Uh-huh. I can actually say that I normally see it in middle-aged males more than anybody. I don't think I've actually ever seen one in a female, even though I know they probably exist. And usually it's an overuse type injury from weightlifting, which is usually the number one cause. They'll have some pec tenderness or soreness, and then they either drop the bar or try to lift too much. I've also seen it in patients kind of like biceps injury, where they're trying to lift the refrigerator or the big heavy desk with a buddy, and the buddy drops his side and they're trying to hold on to it and they tear the pec that way.
So describe this for me, if you don't mind. Of course, Nolan Smith's got the torn pec. So physically, what happens to your pectoral muscle when you tear that thing?
Sure. Well, and it's a very, you know, as we know, the pec is a very broad muscle. Uh-huh. It inserts or starts kind of on your breastplate and actually even up by your collarbone, your clavicle, comes all the way down, and it attaches to the upper part of your arm, right actually beside the biceps tendon, and it's a very broad insertion. It's about 3 or 4 finger breadths in width. And so when it tears, you can get partial tears of the muscle belly, kind of like a hamstring strain. But when it tears off the bone, it pulls back and retracts up into the chest, which can make it a little difficult to fix if you delay it. And that's why most of these people, or when I see one, you want to get it fixed as quickly as possible.
which I guess is why he tears it on a Tuesday, and then on Thursday he's already going under the knife for surgery.
Right. It was probably, I mean, one, he's completely healthy, but two, yes, that was probably a stat MRI and an appointment and set up for surgery for basically the next day.
Got it. All right, so when you're repairing the thing, what type of procedure do you do to repair a torn pec?
It's mostly fixed by anchors. You know, you're basically just drilling either bone tunnels or using suture anchors like we do in rotator cuffs in order to affix the tendon back down to the bone to put it in the right place, get the right tension on it, and then allow it to heal.
Okay. Again, joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So you do the surgery, they come out okay, and now before you even start rehab, you got to have some heal time, don't you?
You do, but these days the technique itself is pretty strong. It used to be we would fix it and then keep him in a sling, and you even saw him on the sideline. He was in a sling, of course, to protect him on the field. But a lot of times we can start them in physical therapy pretty quick. So that way you don't get as much atrophy with the pec or stiffness of the shoulder. Because if it sits there in that one position, then they'll actually have problems bringing their arm out away from their body because that pec muscle is now stiff. So with the new techniques to fixing it, we can actually start the range of motion usually in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. So when you get them into rehab, what are you telling them to do?
Well, a lot of times you initially are just working on passive range of motion, so you don't want them to actively use their pec muscle.
And no weightlifting.
So no weightlifting. Not initially. No, you work on the range of motion for the first, so it's either passive or what we call active assisted range of motion, where they might have their hand on, say, like a light bar or a broomstick, but you're pushing with that the other arm, the non-injured arm, while they just take the arm through a range of motion. You do that for 6 to 8 weeks and before you start beginning weightlifting type activity. So that's why it's still a 4 to 6 month type process.
Yeah, so you answered my next question, which was going to be, you know, how long something like this take to heal? So 4 to 6 months.
4 to 6 months. It heals pretty quick as long as they've actually found you can be a little bit more aggressive with your rehab, which prevents having as much atrophy with the muscle itself. And it allows them to kind of get back faster. It's kind of like Achilles tendon tears. We try to jump on an Achilles tendon tear pretty quick because if you don't, one, you'll get scarring and retraction, and two, it's hard to get that atrophy back from that calf muscle.
Gotcha. So once everything's all said and done, he gets back on the field. Any reason to think that this is going to be something long-term that's going to affect him, or he's just going to be able to be right back to Nolan Smith?
It's usually right back to being Nolan Smith. Again, the issue is just more the stiffness than anything. So that's why, and it's not a joint stiffness, it's just tightness from the muscle. Mm-hmm. And so that's why initially you really want to work on getting that flexibility back to their pec.
Well, shoot, we'll have it back by spring then, right?
It could be.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Sasser, as always, you've made me smarter. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work
and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Make sure you find your way to Catch 228 on Georgia, Florida Saturday. 11 TVs so you can see the game from every seat. Don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime. Before the game, for happy hour 4 to 6, or just for your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check out our Facebook for specials. Go Dogs!
Your hometown grocer in Darien, Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 U.S. Highway 17. Whether you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home, get on in and see Teresa in the deli for a hot, fresh meal and say hi to Cliff for all your fresh-cut meats. Check out our weekly ad on Facebook, the Coastal Market Grocery Store, Highway 17, Darien.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
No, don't worry. Don't worry, listener. We here at the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, which is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Cokes, Pepsis. Also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brrr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
And what I was saying was, listeners, we have not forgotten about you. Do not fret. We are still indeed going to get to our college football pick'em right now.
There you go.
Austin Peay at number 8, Alabama.
Why do you schedule these kind of games late in the year?
I guess to tune up for the SEC championship game that you're not going to play in.
This is the cupcake before the Iron Bowl. Auburn's got one of those too, but yeah, we'll get to them.
I'll take Alabama.
Yes.
Navy at number 20, UCF. I've already told you, UCF continues to march toward that number 4 spot in the college football playoff. They will sneak their way in the back door. They beat Navy.
They're not sneaking their way. The only back door they're going to sneak in is to the Gasparilla Bowl down in Florida. Navy almost beat Notre Dame last week. They beat Central Florida last year. You better be careful, Central Florida. You got 8-4 guests on the sidelines.
Louisiana at 19, Florida State. All of a sudden, Florida State looks like a real college football team again. I'd like them to win this game in Tallahassee.
Yeah, me too.
I hate to do this. Number 4, TCU, goes on the road at Baylor. Is TCU better? Yes. Should TCU win? Yes. but here it is. I feel like this is that trap game that gets
them. You picked them to lose last week at Texas.
And they won.
Yeah. I mean, Texas is better than Baylor. TCU is going to beat Baylor.
I'll pick TCU. I know I'm going to regret it, but I'll pick TCU here. Illinois at number three, Michigan, Michigan.
Michigan, Ohio State on a collision course.
Number 15, Kansas State at West Virginia. Look for the Mountaineers to get the upset here at home.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. They're going to lose to Kansas State, who's going to get a rematch with TCU at the Big 12 championship game.
Number 23, Oregon State at Arizona State. Arizona State wins at home in an upset.
No, they're not. They're not beating Oregon State. Arizona State's horrible. They fired Herm. They fired him walking off the field early in the season. They're a dumpster fire.
I like them to win. Boston College at number 18, Notre Dame. This game is very close, but Notre Dame being in South Bend finds a way to win.
Yeah, they get it done.
Miami at number 9, Clemson. Boy, this game would be awesome if Miami was still Miami. They're not. Clemson's at home in Death Valley. Clemson wins.
When has Miami been Miami since 1991? 2001? When have they been Miami recently?
Yeah, those early 2000s teams.
Clemson. Yes.
Oh, you're picking Clemson. Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you had something to say about Clemson.
No, they're a fraud too, but yeah, they're going to beat Miami.
11, Penn State at Rutgers. Give me Penn State.
Penn State.
Number 2, Ohio State goes on the road to play Maryland. Very dangerous game. I'm going to tell you right now, this game's close. Ohio State wins, but they get a little scare here.
Yeah, they're going to get – Maryland is not a bad football team. They put a scare in Michigan early in the season.
That's right.
And they're at home.
Number 1, Georgia goes on the road to Lexington to play the Kentucky Wildcats, who
lost to Vandy last week.
And that makes them even more dangerous right now. Georgia's gone through that gauntlet that I mentioned a few weeks back, where Mississippi State, Tennessee, and Florida, this is the last little bit of that. I think this is going to be a close game. I think Kentucky gives Georgia everything they want here, and they put Georgia, I think they put a scare into Georgia.
Okay. I think Georgia's going to handle Kentucky. Kentucky's offense is horrid.
I'm just telling you, they're coming off the loss to Vandy.
Okay.
Makes them more dangerous.
Or they could just tank it.
I hope that's what happens.
Yeah.
Number 24, NC State at Louisville. Give me NC State.
Me too.
25, Cincinnati trying to do their best UCF impression. Taking on Temple on the road. I'll take Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'll take Cincinnati.
Georgia Tech at number 13, North Carolina. Give me North Carolina.
North Carolina could possibly backdoor their way into the college football playoff.
Number 5, Tennessee at South Carolina. I'll take Tennessee.
Let me explain what I'm about to say.
Don't you do it.
Let me explain.
Don't you do it.
Let me explain what's about to happen.
Holy
here.
Cow.
Tennessee's rolling in here, talking trash for 2 weeks, run up the score on Missouri, lost to Georgia, got punched in the mouth. South Carolina in Columbia at night.
Oh,
they're a tough team.
He's going to do it.
They're a tough team. Are South Carolina really? Is going to lose, but Tennessee is not covering the 21-point okay. spread.
All right, but you're picking Tennessee.
I'm picking Tennessee. I don't want to.
22, Oklahoma State at Oklahoma. Give me Oklahoma the upset.
That's not an upset. Have you looked at that series? They played like 100 times, and Oklahoma's won like 88 of them.
Oklahoma State, 22. Oklahoma unranked. It's an upset.
Oklahoma's going to beat Oklahoma State in Bedlam. That's what it's called.
Ole Miss at number 10, Ole Miss at Arkansas. Give me the Razorbacks here in an upset.
I might pick Arkansas if I knew for sure KJ Jefferson was going to play. We don't know for sure. That's why I'm giving the nod to Ole Miss.
Number 7, USC at 16, UCLA. And here it is for the taking for the USC Trojans.
Can they do it?
You got to get by UCLA. You got to get by Oregon.
They had one of these games earlier against Utah.
And they lost it.
Yes. Can they do it? They're back. They can get back in the playoff discussion. Can they do it? I say they do.
College football needs USC to be good.
They do.
Yes, we do.
Need that West Coast presence.
Yes, absolutely. UAB at number 6, LSU. I'll take the Tigers. Go Tigers.
Yeah.
Colorado at 17, Washington. Washington.
Yes.
Number 10, Utah at number 12, Oregon. Both of these teams are still in the mix for the Pac-12 championship. Both of these teams probably not in the conversation for the playoff, but I'll take Oregon here. I think Oregon is a really good football team who just laid an egg last week.
Hmm. Look at Utah. Man, what if they could have pulled that game out at Florida? They threw a pick in the end zone. They'd be right in the discussion right now. Utah hammered Oregon twice last year. They might get them again. I got Oregon circled, but it wouldn't shock me one bit.
And the thing is, with that loss to Utah, the loss that Utah's got to Florida, it wouldn't have mattered if they ran the table after that, because now that loss looks so bad because the Gators have had such a terrible year.
Gators are on the rebound.
Okay.
I mean, they haven't lost since they lost to Georgia.
That's only been like a couple of weeks.
I mean, they beat Texas A&M on the road, and then they beat
you want to talk about it like it's
South
been
2 Carolina.
Months.
They hammered South Carolina last week.
Speaking of Florida in the SEC, Florida at Vanderbilt. Vandy with that big win last week over Kentucky, but I'll take the Gators.
Yeah, I'll take the Gators.
UMass at Texas A&M and College Station. I'll take Texas A&M.
Hold on a second. Texas A&M is ready. They've quit on Jimbo Fisher.
Okay.
If they were to lose to UMass, Jimbo Fisher is fired on Sunday morning.
Probably. I was processing that. Probably.
If they were to lose to UMass, Jimbo Fisher might get fired walking off the field Saturday.
Okay.
They're going to beat UMass, but, man, what if they lost? Jimbo wouldn't have a job. He'd have about $80 million, but he wouldn't have a job.
I disagree with you. I don't think they would fire Jimbo walking off
on
the field.
On the spot.
I don't think so, because they would have to get with the boosters and convince the boosters to pony up the money to pay the buyout.
He'd be gone.
I think he'd be gone, but not right after off the field. Probably the next day. Once the boosters said, yeah, get him out of here. East Tennessee State at Mississippi State. I'll take the Bulldogs.
Me too.
Western Kentucky at Auburn. I guess Auburn.
Auburn's only a 6-point favorite.
New Mexico State at Mizzou. Give me Mizzou.
Yeah.
In the ACC. By the way, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams in the SEC that are unranked. Just throwing that out there. Duke at Pittsburgh. Give me Duke here.
No, I'll take Pitt.
Virginia Tech at Liberty. Give me Liberty in the
upset.
Give
me Liberty. I don't consider that an upset.
Syracuse at Wake Forest. I want to pick Syracuse, but I'll take Wake Forest.
I'll take Wake.
In the AAC, no games going on there. Sun Belt, Georgia State at James Madison. I'll take Georgia State.
Me too.
Marshall at Georgia Southern. Give me those Eagles.
Yep.
And Kennesaw State at Eastern Kentucky. I'll take the Owls.
I'll take Eastern Kentucky at home.
Why?
Because I just want to.
You just want to be spiteful to my Owls.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Week two of the playoffs, and we still have a ton of South Georgia teams alive and well. The Frederica Knights take to the road to play Deerfield Windsor in the GISA playoffs. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets head over to West Georgia to take on number one seed Perry. The MCA Buccaneers will host Clinch County at the Ship in Darien. And the Camden County Wildcats will head up to Atlanta to battle with the Grayson Rams. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.